Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And thanks again to Brooks Talkington, UNC Bears defensive end. Going to see them in action tomorrow during the spring football game, and I am pretty excited about that. You'll get a chance to, get a preview of what this football team might look like. Come on out. We're going to be out there 11 to 1, so I would advise you, probably come out right around that time. And maybe a little earlier, and check this Bears team out. Love to get your thoughts. We'll be on the air 11 to 1. I'll be out there. Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now. We'll have Aaron Rath, who you hear on the color commentary side of things for UNC football. It'll be fun. Going back to last night, yikes, you're down 3-0. Let's bust into a lot of discussion here. If you guys want to get involved, text the First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Let's talk about Nikola Jokic first. People talking about, the MVP's getting ready to lose another playoff game. Well, he got swept last year to the Suns, so there's four in a row, and he had three more, and maybe if they lose this one, you're looking at eight in a row. Does that take away any of the magic that has been Nikola Jokic in his two MVP seasons? Absolutely not. Listen, I'm trying to be, trust me, for you guys, I'm doing this. I'm taking the homer hat off. Hit 37 points, 18 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals last night. Heck of a game. Plus 3. And he was the focal point. Now, I know they say they didn't double him. They did end up doubling him off and on late in the game. And they were all over him. Draymond one-on-one stripped him. And listen, Draymond Green's a hell of a defender, hell of a player. In fact, I think he's a blast to watch. Just hate to see him do well against the Nuggets. Jordan Poole's a blast to watch, too. I like his game. I'm not saying he's better. Easy. I just say I like his game better than Steph Curry's. I like his game. It's fun. I was having this argument on NoCo Now with Tanner earlier about, the expectations this year. Now, Jades, I said I think the Nuggets can win this series. I said I think they can. Did that mean I expect this team to do it? Like, they better do it or it's a letdown. No, they were the dogs. It's like some of you guys are forgetting that they were without MPJ and Jamal Murray. I tweeted out last night that game would have been the difference maker if you have those two in. And guys were going back and forth with me saying, Jamal, then why weren't Jamal and MPJ difference makers? I was like, they're injuries, right? They're not back yet. You mean to tell me that if the starting lineup looks like this last night, let's go Monte Morris at 1, Jamal Murray at 2, and there we go, Michael Porter Jr. at 3, Aaron Gordon at 4, Nikola Jokic at 5, and then you have Barton and Jeff Green and Bones Highland coming off the bench. You mean to tell me that's not a better team? You substitute Murray for Barton, all right. Barton had 13. You got to think Murray's getting close to 20. Jeff Green had 4. You got to think Porter's getting close to at least 12 to 20, depending on the year you want to look at. So, first off, what were your expectations? Did you really expect Denver to beat Golden State, who I believe is now the front runner to win the championship this year? They have, if you look at the roster, Andrew Wiggins is an all-star. Where is he on their, as far as best player? 5th? He's not even the fourth best player on his own team, and he was an all-star. Now, is that a necessity? Because they dealt with injuries. Klay Thompson took a while to get back. Draymond Green battled injuries. Steph Curry obviously battled injuries. That's what I'm saying. The best player, okay, so the best player on this team, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, if you just want to go like longevity-wise, Draymond Green, then Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is number five. By the way, Gary Payton Jr., Gary Payton II, had 11 points to throw in. Gary Payton II would probably go to Denver and be their second or third best player right now, active. What does this say about Michael Malone? Now, I was critical of Malone, and I can be. I can be critical of Michael Malone, but also say he shouldn't be fired. I was critical of him the other day. I do want to see him, you know, turn every stone in this series. And listen, I feel like he did a better job of that. Bones Highland, well, I mean, not much better. Bones had 14 minutes. He had 5 points. He didn't have the game, quite the game he had the other night. You know, you didn't see Najee in this one. Fine, whatever. Composo had 4 minutes. He was supposed to be a difference maker. Malone, maybe a little smoke and mirrors there with the media and with the Warriors. But, I mean, yeah, you do want to see him in blowouts. And I'm talking, last night was a close game. Listen, they almost won that thing. So they went and made adjustments after game two. And for that, I am willing to say, wow, Michael Malone made a big-time adjustment. I liked what they were doing. Defensively, they did stay dialed in. Aaron Gordon found his game. And so suddenly when those things happen, yeah, I'm not as desperate. I'm not as like, oh, my gosh, you need to throw Bones Highland in for 24 minutes. You know, maybe put Cousins and Joker in at the same time. Last night's game didn't call for that desperation, didn't call for Michael Malone to pull out every stop. So I was impressed with his adjustment. Now, we asked the other day, is Michael Malone the right guy to lead this team to a championship? And listen, I never said he wasn't on Wednesday. I just asked the question. Based on what I saw last night, and this is a what have you done for me lately? I know it was a loss, but based on what I saw last night, pair that with 48 wins in the regular season, the fact that you didn't have Jamal or MPJ, the fact that your MVP just ran ragged all year. Yes, I do think that currently as it stands right now, Michael Malone is the best man for the job. I do, however, think next year will be a challenge for Denver. I feel like that will be the pressure. There will be pressure on him, no doubt. Because if you get Jamal back, a healthy Jamal and a healthy MPJ, with what we assume to be a growing Bones Highland, the two-time MVP Nikola Jokic, and maybe Aaron Gordon being better, what are the expectations? Western Conference Finals? It's hard to expect anybody to necessarily win a championship unless you're like Golden State. I mean, even Phoenix, it's hard to say, oh, they're the favorite. Yeah, they might be the favorite, but do you expect them to do it? Because at the beginning of the season, I think that Utah was in that mix. You know, I don't think Memphis wasn't in that mix. They weren't in that discussion, and they kind of a big surprise. Playoff team, sure, but a surprise nonetheless. So, we're talking about the pressure on Michael Malone is next year. Yes, so if Denver just squeezes into the playoffs, or heaven forbid misses, which I just don't think is possible. But if they squeeze into the playoffs next year and they miss and they lose in the first round, then I think you have to have that conversation. And maybe that conversation does lead to Michael Malone being gone. But right now, you cannot base anything off of what we just saw. Tim Connelly said by signing these guys and saying these are going to be two of the pillars of our team, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. Well, you didn't have them. So for Tim Connelly to fire Michael Malone after saying, hey, here's two of our pillars along with Joker, here's our three pillars, you're going to have to do it without two of them, that would be pretty tough to do. So it's not happening, nor should it. But next year, You start getting Jamal in the mix. You start getting MPJ in the mix. The expectations are going to rise. And let's not forget, this isn't the George Karl time. Where he was getting into the playoffs every single year, which was great. But they were never a real threat to do anything. And they lost in the first round every time. Michael Malone, until this season, has yet to lose in the first round. And I know that's probably going to change. It will change. But his first year, they get in. They go to a game seven and they win. The last year, the second year was the bubble year, wasn't it? Yeah, 2000. They go first year. They get in. They beat the Spurs. They lose to the Blazers in seven. The next year, they go to the Western Conference Finals. They lose to the Lakers 4-1 in the bubble. And we know what they did. They came back from being down 3-1. 3-1. The year after that, they win another series. This time they beat the Blazers 4-2. And then they lost, obviously got swept by the Suns. So 4 years of playoffs now. The Nuggets, did they take a step back last year? No. Because the bubble year throws everything out. I'm glad they made it great. Good for them to come back and all that. But the Nuggets would have been a playoff team, and they would have been a good playoff team. Fine. The next year, they still go to the second round, and then they get swept by the Suns. This year, you did it without two of your studs. I mean, let's not forget, MPJ was essentially a rookie last year. Jades, can you look it up for me? How many games did Michael Porter Jr. play in the 2019-2020 season? That was the bubble year, and I don't think MPJ was getting a lot of time. The next year was when we really started to see him work into that player. Heck of an offensive player. Remember how bad at defense he was for like the first 20 games? Then he finally started to figure it out, and we were like, oh, look out. MPJ might be better than Jamal. But how many games did he play that year?
55.
So he played 55. What was his average? Points. No, you don't have it yet. You can look for it. But I'm just saying, like, he played 55 games, but that could have been like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever. That was like his rookie year, essentially, right? That was really the rookie year, and he didn't get a lot of time. And 55 out of the 82, and probably a lot of those 55 games weren't much.
9.3 points per game.
Right. So he was small minutes guy, not doing much. And then the next year was when he actually played a good chunk of the season and was a starter.
Yeah, he averaged 19 points that year.
How many games did he play? I think did he get hurt a little bit last year or not?
He played 61 games that year.
All right, so just a little more. But still, you can see in the difference probably in the minutes. If you have that, let me know. But if not, it's not that big a deal. But I mean, come on.
16 minutes in his rookie year and 31 minutes in 2020.
Okay, see? Perfect. So that's what Bones Highland's doing. He's doing rookie minutes. That's what Porter was doing the first year. And let's not forget, Porter was out. He missed so much time. He sat out his real rookie year, and then he missed so much the college game. He only played in a few games there. So there was a lot of growing pains there. As for Jamal, he was getting better every year. I put a lot of pressure on him. I really do, and I still do. I think that Jamal was outstanding in the bubble, and I think he took a step back last year, and then he got hurt. That's why this year was supposed to be so big, to see if Jamal could get back to that version, if Porter could get back to the regular season version that we saw last year. He was shut down in the playoffs. But we didn't get to see that. So it's unfair to say that Michael Malone should be done. It's kind of crazy to consider that, actually. 19 minutes after the hour, if Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray were playing in this series, what would the record be right now, 3 games into this series? Go vote. That's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day at thewholeshow.com. 19 minutes after the hour, let's talk a little bit more aftermath from Warriors and Nuggets certainly get into that. Can the Warriors go win the whole thing, assuming they can handle business on Sunday? And what do you want this team to do in the offseason if, of course, they do lose, you know, within these next three games or four opportunities, whatever, however you want to say it. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. Services as unique as life, and they want you to live well, but just plan ahead. Get it done, take care of it, and then be done with it. Live well. Give Scott Robin, a member of their great staff, a call today. Talk to them about pre-funeral planning. Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, 26 minutes after the hour. Boy, last night was rough, and of course, when you get into these situations, when you get into down 3-0 in the first round, you kind of, you know, the first two games you got knocked around, and then last night you're down 10, you do find a way to come back, and you up by 5, then, you know, you're going to have the talk. We're going to talk about the guy in charge. We're going to talk about the best players on this team, or lack thereof. You're going to talk about the supporting cast. And unfortunately, the talk is not, can Denver make history? Because it just doesn't happen, man. I mean, it's got to happen someday, right? But it's not going to happen against Golden State. This team has just got too much firepower. You saw that they could bleed, and Denver did that. You know, it's like that scene in the movie 300. Jades, I don't know if you were old. Did you see that movie? You know, when Leonidas throws the spear and he hits the god king, gets him in the cheek, doesn't kill him, but he just wants to show everybody that he could bleed because it messed with everybody, because he knew he wasn't going to win the war right there. Well, Joker was kind of King Leonidas last night. He threw the spear. He showed everybody that Golden State could bleed. They find a way to win. You know, if I'm Phoenix, Memphis, whatever, yeah, I'm definitely taking that film from last night, and I'm watching the hell out of it. What did the Nuggets do right? Okay, inside, we got to find a way. That's where Denver dominated this team, was inside. But now you're kind of forced to look at this and say, what's this team, or what should this team look like? Here's the bottom line, Jades. When you have a roster of most of the guys on this roster, I could say, might, may or may not be back next year because it's not a necessity. They're just fine players. Is Jeff Green going to be back next year? He's a fine player, but he's a journeyman for a reason. You watch him in the regular season and he's pretty good and you're happy with that, but he's probably gone. Jamichael Green hasn't, you know, I know he had battle injuries too. Is he going to be back? Is Boogie Cousins going to be back? Is Facu Campazzo going to be back? Probably not. Is Austin Rivers going to be back? Is Bryn Forbes going to be back? That's everybody on this roster save for Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, Monte Morris, and Bones Highland. Maybe Zeke Nagy, but... And then, you know, what are you going to do with Will Barton? It's a big question. So that's the thing. Like, this roster is full of guys that were fine in the regular season, but are all guys that are like, they may not be back next year. And you expected Michael Malone to turn straw into gold? It's a Rumpelstiltskin reference there, Jades. You expected to beat the Warriors. Did I think they could? Yes. By the game plan that was played out last night is the way Denver could beat Golden State. And they gave them their best shot, and it didn't work out. The first two games, they couldn't stop the bleeding. They couldn't weather the storm. They found ways to weather the runs that Golden State went on last night. They couldn't do that in games one and two. So now it leaves us asking some pretty big questions.
Well, I think another big issue that I saw last night with their game was they, as in, like, head-to-head, obviously G-State's better. Like, that's just cut through, like, obviously. But when they weren't able to score, the Nuggets weren't able to score, and G-State still found ways to score via three more often than not, it's those little guys who can't get to the boards like Jokic can. That's those guys who are coming off the bench that if they can't make an impact on offense, they need to find a way to do something on defense. And
that's the thing. Draymond Green scored 6 points, but his defense was the key. Gordon playing defense on the guards a little bit seemed to help, but you don't have, that's the thing. You don't have any specialty players. Most great teams have guys that can be specialty players. I mean, even a guy like Kayvon Looney, not really good, but his purpose was to eat up about 10 minutes on Joker, eat up some fouls that otherwise would have gone to Draymond Green. Because if you don't have Looney last night, maybe Green fouls out. He had five late. So Looney has a specialty. It's to absorb fouls. Draymond Green has a specialty. It's to play amazing defense. Andre Iguodala played 16 minutes after an injury, and that's also to play defense. That's to double, to come down and double when he's in the game. He's not a scorer anymore. Otto Porter Jr., his goal is to, you know, he's going to take three. He's not going to make a lot of them, but help spread out the floor a little bit. For the Nuggets, Joker's your guy. Nobody else is a specialty player. Aaron Gordon was supposed to be. And again, he was the closest to that we've seen. He had a great game, 18 points and 12 boards, and his defense was actually pretty good. But outside of that, you didn't have it. Bones Highland will get there. Very confident that that young man's going to get there. He's going to be a star in this league. But most rookies look about like Bones Highland. And it's a frustrating loss. It does leave you asking the big questions as far as what happens going forward, but maybe the answer is just get healthy. Jamal and MPJ get back next year, move everything down in the depth chart. Maybe Will Barton's time as a starter is done, but you bring him off the bench, and you see if you can run this back with the two other guys that you missed the most.
Well, and I think that a lot of those guys that were coming off the bench, I mean, like you said, I mean, they weren't specialty guys, nor were they doing anything special. I mean, it was just a very...
Well, Brent Forbes was supposed to be a sharpshooter, and he didn't have a lot of that.
No, I mean,
he had a better night last night. What did he have? He had 5 points. He wasn't good. He hit 1 3-pointer. He's supposed to be a sharpshooter. So that's been a letdown. Your specialty guys haven't been special.
And on the defensive side for the Nuggets, I feel like it was less of the defense actually getting stops and more of Golden State just not converting.
Maybe. I did see a better game plan on... I do feel like the switches were... See, in the first quarters of the first two games, the game plan for Golden State was great. They were dialed in. They were getting around screens. They were going over screens. And they weren't able to have any room to shoot. I thought last night they did a better job, for the most part, of carrying out that game plan through the entire game. You know, and again, yeah, there were missed free throws. You're right. There's a lot of missed opportunities for Golden State. But, you know, at the same time, that changes the way the game is played, too. If those shots are made, you're playing differently on the other end. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Looking at the contracts for next year going into the 22-23 season, Jamal's under contract. You got him for three more years. Nikola Jokic is under contract for just next year. But you know that max contract is coming. They're going to lock him up for life. Aaron Gordon, He's locked up. He's locked up through 24-25, but he's got a player option 25-26, so he's going to be back. Will Barton has one more year on his deal. Monte Morris has two more years on his deal. Jermichael Green has another year on his deal. Michael Porter Jr., again, he ain't going anywhere unless they trade him. Jeff Green has a player option next year. He probably takes that if Denver works it out with him. Facu Campazzo's a free agent. And I don't see him coming back. Zeke Nagy has a team option. Maybe he's back. They kind of liked him. They liked things they saw. Austin Rivers is a free agent. He's probably gone. Bones Highland, obviously under his rookie contract. Chanchar is a free agent. Cousins is a free agent. And then we know Marcus Howard and Davon Reed, who did not suit up for the playoffs, are not under contract. So for the most part, the guys under contract, I mean, you're looking at, unless they trade people or release people, Faku's gone, maybe Jeff Green's gone, Austin Rivers is gone. Other than that, you got the same roster. Now, do they bring back an Austin Rivers? Because they like him. Malone likes him. He had some moments, but he's just not there anymore. I like, you know, him as a person, and I thought he fit well with the team, but you got to get deeper. Your guard's got to get deeper. You know, you're probably looking at another guard in the draft, regardless of what happens with Jamal. And Bones Highland and his growth. There's going to be questions. There's going to be a lot of big questions about the Nuggets going forward. And it shouldn't be about Michael Malone, though. Not this year. Now, next year, if we're talking about the Nuggets getting bounced in the first round with those guys, then you're probably at that point. 36 minutes after the hour, I want to shout out to one of our excellent sponsors. That's No Limit Collectibles. You know, get out, check them out tonight, this weekend, you know. They've always got these great shows available, buy, sell, trade. They always say there's no limit to what you can collect. Football cards, basketball cards, baseball cards. They got sports memorabilia. They got Jordans. They got Pokemon stuff there, too. And check them out, too, online. If you follow them on Facebook, they always are at card shows and putting on card shows throughout the area. And the cool thing is Ken Yamada, the owner, is always going out to events nationwide and getting the best stuff, the stuff that his clientele is interested in. So if he doesn't have it, there's a really good chance he's going to find it for you. That's No Limit Collectibles. 37 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
I want to thank OCR, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They provide orthopedic services for injured workers and understand how important it is to quickly treat workplace injuries and help you get back to work. Should an unfortunate accident happen, they'd like to be your partner in getting you or your employee healthy and back to work from an orthopedic injury. That's Orthopedic Spine and Spine Center of the Rockies. Their website is orthohealth.com. Well, it wasn't the most positive of weeks here for, you know, the three teams in action. Broncos had some positive news. George Payton had a lot to say about the draft. You know, I don't know that they're going to be moving up. He joked and said they're going to be sitting and watching Russell Wilson highlights during the first round because that's who they got. That's their first round pick, essentially, was Russell Wilson. So we're going to get to more of that probably next week. We'll pop into a Monday, but... You know, for the Avs, they lost two in a row. That has happened. It has. Jaden and I were talking. It happened early in the season. They lost three in a row. And then I think two other times it happened twice. So they've only had one three-game losing streak. So they certainly don't want to limp into the playoffs by any means. And I know for them, limping into the playoffs, they got, what, five games remaining. I think the Avs are still considered a favorite to do this, but they're at Edmonton tonight, at Winnipeg, home against St. Louis, home against Nashville, at Minnesota to finish the regular season. So, wasn't the best of weeks for the Avs, The Rockies started off pretty good. They did get the series win against the Phillies. Scary loss to them in that game three, just because, you know, I think it does show you, ooh, this is how bad it could get, giving up a lot of home runs. And then, of course, the Nuggets losing and now down 0-3. Let's get to the sounds of the week. Here's the week in review.
Cool. This could give him the lead. Wiggins three. Good. Jokic with 37 into Green.
Center field, that's well hit. Going back on it is Hilliard, and it is over his head and out of the ballpark. A fly ball to deep right field. That's going to be way out of here, into the upper deck. Out toward right center field, that's pretty well hit. Hilliard's going back, it's over his head, and it's out of the ballpark. And a high fly ball out to left field. Bryant's going back toward the wall. It is gone!
Bell down the slot. Bell to the forehand and a safe rebound. It's loose. Score! Pounded down deep by Nathan MacKinnon.
Colorado down the wall. 2 seconds on the clock. That's Kraken hockey, baby.
Yeah, Seattle Kraken, best name in hockey, by the way. They do take down the Avs on Wednesday. The Nuggets lose to the Warriors, and then the Rocks, last time out we saw them, they lose to the Phillies. The big story, the big weekend review, the big takeaway for me, obviously we're going to go playoffs. Just makes sense. And, you know, here we are. Questions to have answered for the Nuggets going forward. Got one more game left. It's on Sunday. I don't know. I mean, can the Nuggets dial it in and win a game and extend the series and go back to San Francisco? I could see it being a blowout. I could see it being close again. I could see Denver finally pulling one off when it feels like it's meaningless. And then San Francisco. Golden State takes this thing back to San Francisco and just goes ahead and puts it out. I could very well see that happening. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day: if Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray were playing in the series, what would the record be? Where would they stand? Let me know what you guys think. It's going to be a fun day tomorrow. Hooligans, stop by. I know CSU's got spring practice or spring game going on. We got CU spring game. UNC's hitting their spring game. We're going to be at UNC's tomorrow doing a live broadcast, so I'm looking forward to that one. It's going to be a great time. And as you heard, Brooks Talkington, they have some really good players, some outstanding young men that are trying desperately to turn this thing around. Can they do it? Get a little preview of that tomorrow during the spring game at Nottingham Field. I'll be out there at about 10. Our broadcast starts at 11. 11 to 1 o'clock on Saturday. You're not going to want to miss that. 47 minutes after the hour. We're going to jump out real fast, Jades. We'll take a quick break. Let's get to what's on the tube tonight. Back to NBA playoffs action. And as we said, Rockies and Avs both back in action as well. We'll get the details for you on that. Also, my closing thoughts for the week. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Welcome back into the show. Thanks for being with us here today. I hope you have great weekend plans. I do hope you're going to check out some football. There's a lot of great things happening in the area, and tomorrow's a big spring football day. CSU's got a big deal going. UNC's got a big deal going. So maybe you'll make some plans to do that. What's on tap tonight? Locally, the Rockies will be right back at it after a night off. They're in Detroit. Road test, road swing coming up. Three games at Detroit and then four games at Philadelphia. here's a bold take for you, Jade. My fear, and this doesn't have any impact on me thinking they're an improved team. I have a fear that this road trip, this road swing, is going to be bad for them, and they're going to come out of this thing under 500. There's 7 games in this thing. So 5-10 tonight, that'll be right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The Avs getting set to take on Edmonton. That game's on ESPN Plus. Can the Avs get back, you know, after losing 2 in a row? They've only had 1 3-game losing streak this year. Kind of doubt they'll lose. They're too good of a team to lose for too long, right? That game's at 7 o'clock again on ESPN Plus. Just FYI, the Nuggets and the Warriors game 4 already on ABC. That will be at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. So a day game. In the NBA, playoffs tonight, Miami and Atlanta, 5 o'clock on ESPN. Miami's up 2-0, so they have a chance to really put the punch out here for Atlanta, go up 3-0. Milwaukee and Chicago tied at 1-1. That's 6:30 on ABC. And then Phoenix and New Orleans. Phoenix going to try to figure out what life is like without Booker in these playoffs for at least the time being. Can they survive? That series tied 1-1, 7:30 on ESPN. So NBA playoffs rocking and rolling. Get the Colorado Rockies back in action tonight. You know what? I'm going to check out some Avs tonight. What do you think there, Jades? See the Avs go up against Edmonton. See them not drop 3 in a row. So I'm going to do it. Yeah, it's time to, you know, make it easy. Nuggets have made it hard all year. Avs have made it easy. It's time to watch something easy. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Monday. Come out and see us tomorrow. We'll be live and on location at UNC Football. Spring action, 11 to 1 o'clock on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.